This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Yeah, feels good. As we approach 9:08, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, unfortunately, 15-year-old girl, it appears, the alleged killer, two dead, six injured, school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. And joining us right now from Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez. Good morning, Luis. How are you?
Good morning, and I wish we had better news to talk about.
Absolutely, but we're glad that we've got you for several reasons. Anything that has to do with gun owners' rights, we know you're on top of it. But also, if some people don't know it by now, you're a former SRO, school resource officer.
Yep, that is 110% correct. And this incident here shows that SROs and gun-free zones will not keep our schools safe.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we're finding that out. It can be part of an overall plan, you know. It can be part of it, but it's not necessarily going to be the answer. And look, this thing happens, this occurs, and the first thing we hear is knee-jerk Joe runs out and starts talking about assault weapons ban, even though it was a handgun that was used.
Yeah, even before these became room temperature, you already had the gun grabbers jumping on their microphones and on their X accounts to put gun control. The Biden administration has already announced that, oh, you know, we should have an assault weapons ban. We need to limit the ownership of arms and magazine capacities. Guess what? None of that matters. None of that stops criminals. Last I checked, murder has been illegal since Hammurabi wrote it on a stone tablet thousands of years ago, and people still do it. The idea that gun control in any way, shape, or form will stop bad people from doing bad things is ludicrous. Criminals are criminals because they break the law. And on top of that, the idea that an imaginary gun-free zone will stop someone from doing something bad is ludicrous. When seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away. That is the honest fact. And even having an SRO on campus, and I can tell you this, from being a former SRO, some campuses are fairly large. It takes minutes to get from one end of the campus to another. And again, seconds count. That's why we need to arm our teachers and staff. No more, no less.
Yeah, and you know, some folks have kind of gotten with that program and instituted that, many of them quietly, but a lot of people haven't taken advantage of it, and a lot of people, there's much resistance. Now, of course, the left jumps out and immediately wants to, you know, blame the gun, as we've seen before. But this seems to be a clear case of mental health issues. So how can we... I mean, is there anything that gun owners or GOA can do in terms of helping to solve this from a mental health perspective?
Well, one of the biggest things that we have been pushing is that we have a mental health crisis in this country. And part of that comes down to the simple fact that there is a social stigma on mental health treatment, and there is a lack of funding for mental health treatment. I mean, look, as we saw here in Florida after we had a school shooting, what'd they do? They push red flag laws to strip firearms away from individuals. Well, guess what? If that individual has a mental health issue and they're a danger to the public, simply taking guns away from them ain't going to stop it, because guess what? They're still on the streets. They're still out in public. If they're truly a danger to society, they should be taken off the streets. But again, we don't want to fund mental health. There's no public funding for mental health. There's no public support for mental health. And there's a social stigma on mental health to where individuals who want to seek treatment, they feel they're going to be ostracized for it. So they either self-medicate or they don't get the treatment that they deserve, and they become a problem.
Well, and not everybody reacts to, you know, the same medications the same way. So, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot to begin with when it comes to the medication being effective. I mean, we hear out loud, the side effects could increase, you know, suicidal thoughts or tendencies. I mean, you're like, what? Wait, that's the whole reason this person may be taking the medication. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing. Yeah, and that's the issue that we have with mental health. The mindset right now is, oh, just dope people up, they'll be fine. No, mental health is more than just prescribing someone medication. A lot of it comes down to therapy and care, but there's no facilities for it. There's no resources for it. There's no funding for it.
Well, it may or may not be true in this case, because there is something to this, but you imagine a kid of this age, say when she first maybe needed help, 12, 13, 14, and maybe one of the answers she got, depending on where she went to search for answers, was, oh, hey, maybe you're the wrong gender. And actually pushing and promoting that, we've seen that happen. So, yeah, you want kids to get help, but you also have to make sure that you're sending them to people that don't have another agenda.
Yeah, and that's the other issue with mental health, is that a lot of it has been corrupted for ulterior motives, and it's just pushed. There's a mental health crisis in this country. No ifs, ands, or buts. And we need to get to the bottom of this. Americans need to have a good, long, hard talk with themselves. And that long, hard talk is, look, we need to have more proper funding for mental health. We need to have more treatment centers for mental health. We need to have more avenues for people to get treatment. And we need to end the social stigmatization that involves mental health treatment. Because, again, most of these people, they reach out and they want help, but they're afraid of being socially ostracized for it. And it's something as simple as, when you go to the doctor for having a cold, are you ostracized for it? Or is there a social stigma on it?
No.
No. But if you go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, I'm going through depression, or I have these feelings, or I have these, you know, then you have a social stigma on you. Then you're ostracized. Then you're cut off from society. And we need to end that. And going back to the original talking point of this discussion, the Biden administration pushing an assault weapons ban, in no way, one, is it going to solve anything, because, again, criminals don't care. They're criminals. But two, violating the law-abiding public's inalienable God-given rights doesn't solve crime. It never has. It never will, because bad people will do bad things because they're criminals, because they break the law. If you outlaw anything, only the law-abiding will be harmed.
I've heard that put that way in several instances. So, yeah, look, yeah, I wish we were getting together talking about something happier and more upbeat, but there needs to be a real discussion about mental health, and then real action that'll flow from that. The parents, obviously, an important part of the equation. Luis Valdez, always a pleasure. If we don't get to talk to you until then, I hope you enjoy great holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Same here, my friends, and thank you for being a shining beacon of liberty in these dark and troubling times.
Well, thank you. Yeah, look, he was a school resource officer. He said the gun-free zones and one school resource officer is not, you know, going to prevent these things. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on The Bob Rose Show, which is available on podcasts. Wherever you normally get your podcast, click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Give Giving the gift of information every 30 minutes on the Sky.
So much happening in the world today.
Check your list twice, but check in 3, 4, 5 times a day to unwrap the latest news.
Wow, just what I need.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Unfortunately, a top story, the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin, took place yesterday. Two dead, three actually, including the shooter, self-inflicted, six injured, some in very serious condition. And this is just one of those nightmares that unfolds. And of course, the left knee-jerks right into gun control, ban assault weapons, Joe Biden says. And, well, it was a handgun that was involved in this, and still they go for that, whatever they think is going to be advantageous politically. It's sad. They have to know logically that that is not going to make a difference in stopping a future event like this occurring. You know, as Luis Valdez said earlier on, you know, from Gun Owners of America, by the way, if you missed it, you can always get the podcast, the Bob Rose Show podcast. Just click subscribe and you'll have that interview. And Luis Valdez was a school resource officer. And he said, look, you know, no gun zone in an SRO is not going to prevent this thing from happening. And he said, especially when the campus is, you know, decent size, it takes literally minutes if you're running to go across many of these campuses. And yeah, he is he's correct in that. So, you know, he's for allowing for the arming of teachers. Obviously, that goes with the clear caveat, background checked and well-trained. And the other thing is, you know, how can you predict something from like this occurring? Somebody who has, you know, a background of troubling behavior, violent behavior, you know, you might have some warning flags. It's a little tougher to pick up at the age of 15, which is the age that this girl, the alleged shooter, is. And because what do you want to do? You want to go, yeah, well, she's going through a rough time. Some teenagers have it worse than others. They react differently to this, you know, just to life in general. There's no less stressors today than there were in our generation or previous generations. Certainly, there's probably more. But what do we do? So it is definitely a mental health issue. Okay, so where do you go from there? Now, if the parents are proactive, they can probably find some help for their child, but it's very difficult to treat somebody if they don't want it. It's hard to get them to open up, to talk, if they are not wanting any part of that, whether it's because they think there's a stigma attached to it, their friends are going to find out, or they're just not willing or ready to open up. So that's a tough one. And that's if, you know, you're fortunate enough to where your family has the kind of insurance that's going to get you in. But if you don't have insurance, the road is tougher, but not impossible. You know, talk to your, you know, talk to see if there's any kind of folks doing any pro bono work, things like that. Also, talk to your churches. Talk to your churches. And see, that doesn't get, you know, the kind of advertising, for lack of a better term, that it should. Well, because, you know, we live in this secular world. You don't be careful. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, step on their toes and tell them that, you know, the answer to a lot of their questions might, you know, actually be contained in, you know, the words that are in the Bible, and that there are, you know, very good people that can help to direct you. It's been a very successful formula to turn people's lives around.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't keep going if it didn't, quote unquote, work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you joined a gym and actually showed up.
Are you looking at me?
But you saw no.
Okay.
You felt and saw no change.
Right.
It'd be tough to stick around.
They would eventually go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But the churches are still around.
Yep.
And for several reasons, but that's one of them. Because if they're a good church, they're helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Helping people. So that, look, that could be part of the equation. It is interesting. You know, you see more scrutinization, like, in the school system, they're so afraid that, you know, they're going to get, you know, you're going to get this money. It's going to be taken away from the public school, and you might give it to one of those Christian schools. Hey, you got to get people off of that. You know, if somebody is doing a great job educating kids, it should be treated, to me, it should be treated like, you know, just another place to get an education. But somehow they feel like that's an attack on the public school system. And a little competition, usually you get better results for everyone. But anyway, back to the initial thing. And I'm talking like, you know, parents that want to be part of their kid's life. And that's where economics also plays a role. Mom and dad busy working all the time. It's hard to get that quality time you need with your kids, especially if you've got more than one, and then in the teenage years. And economically, it's in a lot of cases, it might be just downright impossible to do one income, to do just one income and raise a family. Think about it. Think about the cost of a house. If you had to rebuy the house that you've been in for 10 years, could you do it? Would it be a strain? You know? So these are all things to consider if we don't want people to act out in these violent ways.
Mm-hmm.
Family, mental health, help on the spiritual side and spiritual guidance, all part of the equation. People around that, you know, will see something and say something. That should be helpful, although we've seen in several of these cases where, you know, warning flags have gone off and people have said, hey, there's something wrong with this person.
Everybody knew it, dangerous. As they say. Everybody knew it, but nobody did anything. Yep.
I've got a update, at least to some extent, about Pete Hegseth. You know, that he's the pick, Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon. I'll give you what information I have next. And then we've got things that make you smile. That's coming up in a little bit as well. All right? So hang in there. Others Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The Christmas holiday.
I think that it can become too commercialized.
We all get caught up in it.
If you go to the malls in the evening, you can find a parking place pretty easily.
We at The Sky know it's more than the new this.
I want an Emerald City Lego set.
And the new that.
I want a fun vacation from Santa this year.
A lot more.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Time to share with family and friends. Brings the best out of people.
Being with family and just all of the family together.
Merry Christmas from News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
No, that's it, Greg. If we don't, we're not talking about the school shooting. There is nothing, there is no news. All pages that I looked on the internet, the interwebs.
Yep.
They're all blank except for school shooting stories.
You can tell them about that upcoming event that we're going to have a special guest in studio tomorrow to talk
I
about.
I knew you'd help me.
I'm here for you.
Even if I have to leverage it sometimes.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Building dreams one home at a time. You know my friend Betsy Pepin, I'm always telling you about. Well, there's a very philanthropic side, actually, to her company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Pepin Gives. Anyway, they want to build a bunch of houses for Habitat for Humanity. They've already given lots of money. This is something that she has been true to for several years, but she really set her sights high. Try to get 10 houses done by 2032, and that's not easy. So she's looking for your help. You can start bidding on different things, and one of the main things is a chance to win the epitome of sophistication.
Yes.
And that is a classic Rolex Submariner stainless steel. And, wow, those things are not cheap, and they hold their value
literally
forever.
Yeah, they do.
So there's 200 raffle tickets in total that are available at $100 each. So
wow, your odds, I mean,
are pretty good.
I didn't realize that part.
Yeah. Secure your ticket now. Go to PapineGives.com. And, yeah, looking forward to speaking to Betsy tomorrow, 9:05. She'll be on the show. And, yeah, Habitat for Humanity and Building Houses.
Only 200 tickets?
Big into
that's
it.
Got my attention.
Yes. Well, it should.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute.
And that's how it's designed. So you actually do have, you know, a legit shot. But
and then it goes for a good cause.
It raises a lot of funds.
You feel good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's awesome.
That's what we call a win-win.
I like it.
I have a new phrase I came up with recently.
Is that an old phrase you made up?
I came up with it right after synergistically.
Oh.
Yes. Right? Oh, wait. That reminds me of something else. I wonder why that was in my mind. Senator Lindsey Graham said Sunday that President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon. We're talking about former Fox News host and veteran Pete Hegseth. Lindsey Graham says he's planning to release the woman who accused him of a sexual assault from a confidential settlement agreement. He said, I know this is not a problem I'm aware of. He's talking about, you know, Pete Hegseth and the claims or whatever. The senator said, however, if people have an allegation to make, come forward and make it like they did Kavanaugh. You know, in other words, appear in person and put your name to it. And he says, then we'll decide whether or not it's credible. We, the Senate.
Whoa, I like that.
Yeah. And he also said that Hegseth is being tried by anonymous sources, advising anyone with credible allegations against him to, you know, go ahead and come forward. So we'll see. The woman claims that Hegseth sexually assaulted her in 2017 when he was the keynote speaker at a Republican conference at a hotel in Monterey, and that's according to police files from the time. The allegation surfaced shortly after Trump announced his nomination of Hegseth, of course, years later. This would be, what, 7 years later. The woman said she met Hegseth at an after-party event but does not remember much of the night except waking up in a hotel room with Hegseth, who allegedly, according to her, took her phone and blocked her from leaving. She also reportedly said she believes she was raped and possibly drugged, but charges were never filed in the case. Hegseth has denied the allegations and said it was a consensual encounter with a woman who later regretted cheating on her husband. Through his lawyer, he said he signed a non-disclosure agreement because it was at the height of the Me Too movement. Earlier this month, his lawyer, Hegseth's lawyer, Tim Parlatore, told a CNN a civil extortion lawsuit against the accuser was considered in 2020 before the agreement was reached. Yeah, I mean, if he releases her from the from this confidentiality agreement that they both have agreed to, then she can speak her mind and tell her story. Will her story vary from its original one? There's a fact that she was married and her husband was also staying in the hotel. A factor? Imagine it could be. So, two sides to every story. And hopefully it'll be the truth that we end up with when it's all said and done. We hope, right? It's not a perfect world. So we'll see how that progresses. Fox News reported during a live broadcast the firearm used in the Abundant Life Christian School shooting on Monday was a 9mm pistol. Investigators believe, yes, this was confirmed, and also the Associated Press reported that as well. And the officers who arrived on the scene did not have to fire their weapons. So, you know, the shooting had ended with the shooter allegedly, you know, self-inflicted wound, right, where she later died en route to the hospital. And before, you know, things even settled down, Joe Biden was calling for assault weapons ban just hours after the handgun attack. Yep.
And this is not the first time he's done that, where it was a handgun used and immediately he's out there talking about assault rifles, assault weapons, and AR-15s, and every other number he can mess up.
I think in this case, and he's done this before, he releases a statement And you're right. It comes, you know, almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wonder, okay, did he at least sign off on it? Was he aware of that?
Or is it just pre-prepped and never, somebody just pushes the button every time this happens?
That's kind of how it feels.
It does.
You know? They're just, yeah, school shooting, boom, release this statement.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it did say, in part, from Newtown to Uvalde, Parkland to Madison, to so many other shootings that don't receive attention, it's unacceptable that we're unable to protect our children from this scourge of gun violence. We cannot continue to accept it as normal. Toward the end of his statement, he said, my administration has taken aggressive action to combat the gun violence epidemic. We passed the most significant gun safety legislation in nearly 30 years. I've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any other president in history, and I created the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. What's interesting is when CNN puts the numbers together, yeah, that's also the data that they collect. And if it falls under gun violence, in CNN's world, mm-hmm. it also falls under school shootings. Yeah.
Wow.
And this is a fact. It includes where an officer's gun was used against criminals as gun violence.
And even discharge that's not intentional, unintentional discharge.
Yeah.
So nobody got shot. Nobody was shot at, but a firearm went off. Oh, gun violence, because guns are violent.
And apparently, if the guns are used defensively only, they as well
amazing.
Are listed this way. That's how CNN is able to come up with this incredible number of there were 83 school shootings during 2024 alone.
And if you like to throw in just the word mass shootings, and they all confuse that along with the school mm-hmm. shootings, I was looking at something online about the shooting and somebody, you know, way lefty. Oh, you know, you guys are worried about the price of eggs. We've had 300 school shootings this year already. It's like, there's no logic and no facts involved in any of this stuff.
And it doesn't seem like they apply their same principles, if you will, in a consistent way. In other words, you never hear of knife violence. But to say there aren't stabbings on a regular basis is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you that number is growing every year.
One of the numbers, and it's one of the craziest ones, that more people are killed by hands and feet than AR-15s.
That's true. Yeah.
Hands and feet. So we're going to be banning, I guess, hands and feet because they kill more people than AR-15s do in America.
Yeah, there's blunt objects and other things as well. I mean, it's... You can't protect everybody all the time from everything and still live in a free society.
Mm-mm.
But a free society that is allowed to, you know, utilize their God-given rights,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have the right to bear arms, that can help to prevent violence from occurring. I mean, how long has it been called the Great Equalizer?
Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so... Unfortunately, it won't be the end of the story, and it doesn't mean it's any less awful for anybody who's around it, experiences it, loss of life, young people, one was a teacher. Of course, that's all horrendous. But just to give you a little perspective, you know, the fentanyl that's flooded into our nation in large part due to wide open borders also kills on average over the last 3.5 years about 200 people a day.
But look at all the outrage in the headlines, Bob.
No, there isn't a lot.
Oh.
Part of that was because the Biden administration wanted open borders. The lefty media went right along with them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And if you talked about a fentanyl crisis, that would point back to the borders. You know, we have a human rights crisis going on. We have human smuggling. We have child pornography that takes place. And America is one of the worst, I don't know what you'd call, offenders or whatever.
Yeah.
But yet you do not see, the kind of media and attention that it should get. Because once again, the border plays a very large role in all of that human smuggling. So, look, when Trump comes in and secures the border, and he will do that as, you know, very, very first order, if that doesn't mean that fentanyl is going to go away and that human smuggling will stop, but it will definitely have an impact, and it'll have a quick impact to lower those numbers, hopefully dramatically. And if the pass is any indication, yeah, that will be the case. And they can't defend the open border policy. And they can't defend the collateral damage that was done as a result. So whenever the left tries to get this outrage over a shooting, you just say, yeah, we all care about those people, and it's awful. But it's also awful that 200 Americans are dying every day, in part because you've allowed fentanyl to come across our southern border.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about bye-bye?
Yeah.
Woo! Can't wait. That counting makes... the days. What do we got, like 32 days?
Oh, not an...
Not, yeah.
Can't get here quick enough.
Exactly.
No.
All right. It is 9:47 coming up next. Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. That's next. Call now, please. 877-975-9825.
Sean Hannity.
What do you think these known terrorists are plotting to do in this country?
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
Finally, Mayorkas, even he's now admitting that violent migrant crime is exploding.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive, non-political thoughts. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Candy. What's making you smile?
You guys are making me smile this morning.
Nice. Right on. Short and sweet, just like that. Just like Candy. See what I did there, Greg?
I see what you did there. That was that was something else.
Clever.
Clever. That's the word you're looking for. That's the word.
Backyard Bob, what's making you smile?
Hey, guys. Yesterday, listening to the show, y'all made a reference to Darth Vader and his sound. Well, my one-year-old Rottweiler, Sunday, loves playing with her ball, and she's in the kitchen, a tennis ball, and I look down because I hear Darth Vader. She's sitting there just doing the Darth Vader sound. I expect her to say, Luke, I am your father. But y'all made me smile yesterday and make me smile every day. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, you too, Backyard Bob. Appreciate it.
That's fun.
And let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I learned about him from listening to 97.3 of The Sky, but I've been listening to Jeffrey Meldon for all the weekends for years now, and he is just one of the softest-spoken, smartest people I've ever known, well, besides you and Greg and Mark Levin. I'm just shocked at the pacifying tone of his voice. He's just so kind and almost like Santa Claus and grandfatherly. It's just really entertaining to listen to him.
Oh, he's quite animated in person, for sure. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
Yesterday I said the harder I work, the luckier I get, not the lesser I get.
Big difference.
The luckier, okay, yes.
Because, you know, that luck thing kind of comes along with actually putting some effort behind it, you know? Funny how that works.
See, now that...
That makes sense.
Well, that makes me smile.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, sorry we misheard you. Let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Great lineup. I just want to say it makes me smile that I never get tired of remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again soon. Good day.
All right.
Yeah, great thing to remember this Christmas season, of course, you know.
Oh, you mean like keep the Christ in Christmas.
Yes, it's...
we should start a thing.
I think it's out there already.
Let's start a thing.
In fact, you might, if you look hard enough, you might have to go to Hobby Lobby, actually find a Christmas card that actually says that on it. I know. Kind of crazy, huh?
Mm.
Yeah.
So
just don't go on Sundays.
So was Yul Brynner a big fan of Christmas or not?
Well, he kind of rolled with the tide.
I don't get it.
Yuletide?
Oh, that's too good.
So you started it.
You're too sharp for me.
You started it.
Well, you know why I had him on my brain?
Why is that?
Cruising through the channels yesterday.
Yeah.
Westworld.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I caught the end of it. Sparks were flying.
Old sci-fi. Yeah.
No, but it's coming around again. Robots are real.
Well, they are.
Yes, and so are drones.
Yes, they are.
More on that, I'm sure, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And every day.
For sure.
All right, coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
trending right now on The Sky.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy. That's madness.
News as it happens.
Doge.
We're not going to let crucial programs be decimated.
Waste, fraud, and abuse. We need to stop it.
The news station.
We're going to get Trump's nominees through quickly. Now. January 20th, American public is going to start trusting their federal government again.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR. MSNBC host Al Sharpton was on the readout, and he said the president-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance inviting Marine veteran Daniel Penny to their box for the Army-Navy football game was insulting and showed the administration, shows how their administration views black people as animals.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he then goes on to basically say, oh, you're making a folk hero out of this guy who killed an unarmed man who didn't physically assault anybody and didn't threaten anybody. Well, first of all, he did threaten several people. That is a complete lie. And he had a track record of 40 arrests and had just beaten up a woman weeks before on the subway. There's your smoking gun, nitwit. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR. Yeah.